In the middle of life's journey. In the middle of life's journey, I says. In the middle of life's journey, I found myself lost. Lost by a lake surrounded by hills, a lake unsung, a lake unseen, without sounds, without trees. By a lake with the wrong name standing I, a lake with a false name, a lake so sad, a lake so wondrous, a lake that appeared onto the landscape in the hills.
Lost, running around the trees each the same, the sky collapsing like a tent, walls of mountains, no air, no breath, no way out.
It was a long road, a long road I had driven on, a long road after the bombs, before the bombs, tell it up, make it true, like they say, like I will. A road through the hills, a swervy road, a curvy road, a road with a raven below, a road you could not look beyond, a road that did not allow you to peer through the windows. No, do not glimpse at the marvels, do not. A road that did not allow you to wonder, to gaze and wonder, or even stop by it on the roadside.
Where leaves of the sequoias fall and winds lift them beyond the edges of roads. No, not edges, not roads, a circle of time.
Through the hills that I had chanced upon the lake, over the hills I had gone, driving through in this, the middle of life's journey, contemplating the end, an answer at last to save myself, to slay the soul and be done with it. It all, it all, it all, multiplied by infinity, be done with it all, and find myself without a face, after the bombs, before the bombs, without limbs even, without a name.
Where there are no sequoias, no winds to move the minutes, where horses lose their gait and disintegrate, where no one remembers the ways, means, or mothers, he says a rhombus, she says a trapezoid.
I swerve into the parking lot, into the station, I walk into the cottage and I nod, is this the only place in town, is there a way to go down by the water? Laughter. The laughter of the waitress and the chuckle of the man in the hat sitting at the counter and the turn of the head and the smile of the thin man standing playing by the machine and you just walk down to the water. Is it worth seeing the other side? The other side, she asks. Yeah, the other side of the lake.
One evening, light banished fog illuminating a mansion perched on a lake. As I approached, I heard the mating voices of lutes calling from gondolas gliding on the water. I sang to the players in my most alluring tones, hoping to hitch a ride, but they were busy with love. I decided to swim. When I believed myself to be across the lake, I looked back to my point of departure and saw the same mansion, or so it seemed. I sounded the chimes beside the front door of the mansion on this side of the lake.
The smiles and the tilts of the heads of the seated ones at the bar and standing ones by the window and in the back. There is no other side.
There is no other side.
What do you mean there's no other side? How can there be no other side? I'm asking you if it's worth going to the other side of the lake. Buddy, from the back of the room. Lady told you there's no other side, you hear? There's no other side of the lake. but you're welcome to go if you want. All the sides are worth seeing.
No other side.
In the middle of the years of the life of me, I sat by the blue lake in the desert of sand, with hills all around, with whispers, with rocks screaming, oh mother, oh mother, oh mother of my first world, with the chador in your hair. Shall I tell again in the desert so long ago? I saw the mother holding the hand of her daughter. They were alone, alone on the desert street, alone, walking along the dusty road, with her chador in the wind, she holding the chador by her teeth, I singing, I telling. I too will tell of the bombs, I too will tell of the falls, I too, and then the mother on the dusty path, and now the mother, who is the mother? I know, O mother of the lake, I know, O mother.
Oh, mother, my mother is lying beside me. I know that I must make my way back into her. I beg to have faith that I will come out right next time. Her belly is open, carved inside like a pocket is the shape of the embryo into which I must fit.
I know I have heard this cry. I know I have heard this chant. I know I have heard this silent scream. I know. Where is the mother?
Mother, I awaken to a commotion of crows, drag myself across the floor to peer out the front window and see my mother as she looked when I was a child. She is climbing the stairs to the veranda, waving a broom at the crows. She looks at me and wags her finger as though I'd done something naughty. She screams, but the words break up as they do in a bad phone connection. Armageddon approaches like a herd of angry monoliths, she would whisper. Prepare, but don't let them know that we know they're almost here. There are ears in the chandeliers.
Now the mother of the lake, the mother on the dusty road, all. After the bombs, before the bombs, tell it up, make it true, like they say, like I will. Now the mother by the lake and the kids to shore. After the bombs, before.
Mother said the monoliths had come and gone, leaving a trail of cemeteries. Mother said stillness followed commotion like a rabbit cur felled by a firing squad. Stillness followed so much ado till the rumor of blood stirred and stretched. The rumor split like a one-celled creature and grew large enough to devour its own shadow. But the shadow grew back and kept on growing, looming low over the suburbs, growling menace like a warplane, glowing scarlet with malice.
Hey, sit down. Before the bombs, after the next, will I play the game by the lake with no side? With this, the first beast, this first, the beast, the false prophet. Before the bombs, after the bombs, tell it up, make it true, like they say, like I will. He has this face with big eyes. This face with big eyes, brown, and a big nose. A big, big nose.
A face with big eyes and a big nose.
And he has a mustache, and he has a long beard. Oh, that flows. His long beard flows and flows and flows.
Oh,
oh. And it flows all the way down and through his legs and all the way back to the back of the room. Gray and black beard of miners and mullahs. Gray and black beard of poets without pennies. Gray black beard of prophets without pity. Badass looking beard. And he looks at me, oh, and smiles and shuffles, oh, the cards and flips the chips, oh.
Oh!
And says to me, he says, sit down. Before the bombs, after the bombs, tell it up, make it true. Sit down.
Sit down!
Sit down? What do you mean, sit down? I mean,
I cannot rock in my chair. The wind swirls around and round as the clouds thicken with the smoke of burning rain. The wind liberates itself from the belly of the sky and goes mad, mad, I say, it goes madder and madder, whirling like a magic top. Whee! Violent breath propels me from the veranda onto the long grasses where I land beside the bougainvillea. Women pass by and laugh at me with my crooked feet and tremulous tongue like that of a mendicant's mongrel. The women crook their fingers at me and frown, riding the wind as if it were a tame scallion. The women seem to be singing hosannas, but that is only what I wish to believe. I wish to believe as they believe, wish to believe they believe. Little do I know, a mercy perhaps. The wind hisses with a roar, to war, to arms. I've heard the call of war before, but only in lore and distance. The Führers would never let me fight for my women and children, for I had none. One must have a legacy to die for one's country. Without legacy, a man disappears. Without a country to own, a man is nothing that can disappear. He has, is nothing but an inanimate object of derision.
O bearded progenitor of falsities and cities of dust, frivolous spender of lives and builder of cities that burn, wooden cities that burn and explode into the hills with ashes raining down, ashes of souls and ashes of lives, ashen of stones and ashes of suns, O perpetrator of tyrannical forays into servitude of various kinds, what do you... I know your games, I know your tricks. I shall not be swayed, not be tricked. What do you mean, sit down?
You are a shadow the wind has taken into and for itself. You fit into no space but the wind, and the wind takes shape to take the objects in its eye, appropriates water and fire, uproots the erect phalluses of men, spills seeds, blood, and cocks, wither and thither. The wind takes shape, my Führer, my mother, my lover. Without legs, I take my Uzi from my apron, cock the trigger, and aim at the sky. The wind usurps another shape, turns a deeper, more luminous black like Moloch, moving faster and faster as though famished. Delusional Oedipus, I ooze fetid air, blinded by wind without power to fight. I haul myself to bed like a slug and pull the shades around me tight.
I mean, he says, sit down. Let's play. Will I play the game by the lake with no side with the false prophet? Before the bombs, after the bombs, like they say, like I will, false prophet of nations and religions and institutions and will I play and win? I will win. I will defeat the false prophet. I will defeat the false prophet. A gambler by the lake, I will defeat the false prophet and reclaim the name. The names, oh, the names of all the vanquished, I will reclaim the...
Players come and go. Those who drop by cough and stutter, claiming helplessness, inoculation, family crises, weddings and anniversaries. There are CEOs around, we are afraid to speak. You are veering off the course, chasing after your own balls, player three. Off the course, what course, you might ask naturally, always asking yourself questions you don't understand. You are breaking, oh, lives, not bread. You are full of static. I cannot hear your voice amongst the many. I heard you ask Grandma, is it essential to stick to a course, to go from A to B, B to C, logically? Decide for yourself. Don't bother me. Do you know how to ride a donkey? Do you know how to see? Watch the Valentine roses and beware their mouths open, displaying eloquent pink tongues. Flies swoon and drop head first into the roses. Promises, promises. When will the primaries end?
You're a long way from home, I know. Trust me, he whispers. You don't want to play, I screamed. You don't want to play. You're not even a... He smiles. Not even. No, not even. You know I'm not even. I am a man burning, I screamed. I am a man burning. I am a man burning.
Drowning shadow, burning breast fruit that bleeds and spills. My garden is scorched, deluged, uprooted. The country has disappeared. Maybe a mercy, but where is my shovel, my scissors, my pitchfork, my peppers, my mother and lover smother one another in soil, stuff dirt into their vacancies. Please, please, I called. There is deadly menstrual blood in the soil, the blood spread through the soil of the world like gangrene. The Fuhrer's made me do it. I awakened to dream in black. No light, no garden. I slithered onto the veranda. It was gone, and I couldn't feel myself. No one left in my bed. In fact, no bed, no covers, no food, no water, no land, no mothers, no milk, no pomegranates, no blood, no cocks in the morning to crow, no mornings, no fire in the sky, no sky, only a moon like a lash left by an eye eloping with a vision. As if I shivered and grew too hot, spoke to the mirrors, rat-a-tat-tat. Imagine the town that had vanished with its women laughing at me, as always, ca-ca, ca-ca. It was comforting, this laughter. It made me believe that I was, I, a snake, lowlife, malformed lifeborn, looking for a womb again and again, reawakening to dream. No, there were no mothers, no lovers. Refrain, no mothers, no lovers, no rivers, no blood, no land. No, no! The bells were broken and the Fuhrers had turned to vapor. The wells were void and the oceans had fallen off the edges of the planet. I did not know what.
I could only scream before this first beast again, again. Before the bombs, after the bombs, tell it up, make it true, like they say, like I will. I watched the bombs fall, I scream, I am a man burning. That is my, the only way to, this time, the last time, I am a man burning.